Hey guys, welcome back to Lyrics Divine. I know, no video of me. I was gonna do a general reading, but I just didn't feel guided to, and I'm not even sure if I'm gonna release this, so if you hear this, I'm glad it's out. But this is my subtle celebration of my 1 year of Lyrics Divine. It has definitely been such a learning experience. And I just wanted to talk to you guys about that because it has been good, but it has not been good. It's been a lot to really deal with and really process all at once, and then trying to really deal with everyday life and deal with just stuff that you do on a daily basis. So I just wanted to talk about my year with you guys and just give you a rundown. Hopefully this helps someone. I hope so. But I started this page because I really wanted to push myself to really get into this area. Like, I didn't think it would be like some big deal. I was just like, well, this is a hobby. I'm gonna just do this to keep myself entertained. I'm good at it, and we'll go from there. And then it was going good the first few months. I was really consistent with it. I was able to really do what I needed to do, put out my posts and research and all that. But like halfway through, I really hit like a snag. Not even halfway through, but yeah, I would say halfway through. So maybe around June, before then, or around that time, I was like, okay, I'm not used to working this intently and not getting the results that I want. Like, that's what this year has been about. And I just don't understand, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't want to learn this lesson. I didn't want to learn this lesson. Are you kidding me? Hey, this is somebody, I'm not an overachiever, but I'm a perfectionist. And when I really want something, I do get it. Like, not on, like, people spoiling me or stuff like that, because I don't really ask for much. But as far as going after what I want, if I set a goal for myself, I always achieve it. And it's done whether someone's in my corner cheering me on. Like, I have to be that way, or I'm just going to not get my shit done. And that's just me, you know? And for this, it was so complicated because I'm like, what? Like, why is this taking so long? Why does this require so much effort? Like, I'm used to being able to at least give 50%, and people literally acting like it's the best thing in the world. And I'm like, if that's all I gotta give, I'm not gonna give no more. I can give 50% and then that be all, and niggas just be like, yes, Lyric, this is great. But this year I realized that that's crippling as fuck. That's so crippling in certain times. Like, certain times when you really need the praise and you're not able to see all the hard work you're doing, when you feel like you're doing the bare minimum and people notice that, no, you actually are going above and beyond, it's great to have that. But in my case, I guess I'm struggling with whether or not I really do enough, you know? Because I'm super, super secretive. Like, I literally have a narrative that I put out there, and that's what I want people to see. That's what I allow them to see. I know who I am, so if someone has an idea of me, I don't try to change it. I don't try to, like, I'm like, okay, that's what you want to think. That's just going to be what you want to think. It's your loss if you don't see anything other than what you want to see. And that's always been my perspective. Well, not always, but I really had to learn to make that my perspective as I got older, because, you know, caring about the opinions of others, I do sometimes, but other times I'm like, okay, I just can't. I can't. It's too stressful for me. But this year has been complicated because I was used to really doing the bare minimum and getting rewards for it and being okay with it. And even if I wanted to do better, if it wasn't feeding my soul, I didn't care. I thought I learned this. I thought that this year was just something new. Like, I'm just not caring about shit. But, like, no, really. Like, if it doesn't feed my soul, I don't give my energy to it. So the struggle this year was learning how to be consistent and really pushing myself. And I still don't think I'm where I want to be. I have so much. I wish I could tell you all the shit that I know is going to happen. And all the things that are really just hitting me day to day. And being in this industry is really complex because nobody really knows, you know? Like, nobody really understands the workings of the universe. Nobody really gets it. Until me. listen to me. But it's complicated because this year I had to really grow in ways that I didn't enjoy. And I was exposed to certain things that I'm like, normal people literally don't. Like, this is not reality. Like, I don't want to believe that. Like, are you kidding me? You're telling me people got to deal with love, life, work, passion all at once? Like, what the hell? This isn't a one-year thing, like, step by step, because that's what I thought I was getting myself into. And I feel real bamboozled that this is not my reality right now. And I guess that was the biggest struggle, just coming to terms that things weren't my reality. And as someone who thrives on creating their own reality, it was like, I don't want this reality if I didn't create it. If it's not giving me what I need it to give me, like, I don't want to give my all just to, like, be a waste of time. But no, I kept being pushed, and this stuff kind of did. It fed my soul. It really fed my soul. But it also created a lot of conflict with things that didn't feed my soul. And that was the hardest part. It was the most difficult part. Like, my job, my first job when I got out of school, I literally, the intensity of the spiritual awakening I have been through this year would probably drive somebody crazy. And I'm not even lying to you. I wish I was. There've been times I've called and I'm like, I really think I'm crazy. Like, I just feel like something is wrong with me. And to go through that and then dealing with situations that are so toxic for you. Like, my first job was the most toxic situation I ever experienced in my life. It kept me in a cycle that did nothing but feed into my fears and make me feel inadequate. And I'm like, I'm not used to feeling like this. Like, I know my worth, and I don't understand why I'm trying so hard to feel like this and I'm getting little results. At least with Lyrics Divine, like, I'm getting a little bit of progress. It may be one person, but it's still something. It's a little bit to hold on to. But my issue was that some of the things that came up, I realized weren't giving me back as much as I thought it was, you know? So it was a lot to really process and handle. And I really had to just go MIA on people. I really did. Because I can't deal with people. Not saying I can't deal with people, but that's contradicting. I can deal with people, but when I'm going through my own stuff, I just need time to reflect so I can process what I'm going through. Because who I am, I'll automatically worry about somebody else first. And I had to break myself out of that. Like, I need to worry about me. Because in times like this, people don't even know 10% of what I go through. Like, honestly, they don't know none of that. Like, I just only tell them what I want to tell them. So it goes back to me always being private with my information. And I'm trying to be more vulnerable. And that was the issue with this page, is that it requires vulnerability that at first I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm always like, no, I don't want to do that. No, thank you. But I also didn't want to hide from myself. And it was like, do I care about people seeing a side of me that I don't show them more than I care about showing up in this world being my full self? Like, those two really have to work out, because they conflict each other. How can I be in my power and really stand for what I'm saying and try to give people advice and I'm not even being open, you know? And it took me a while to understand that and to even think about being open to that. And I also, like, I experienced so many spiritual attacks. It's not even crazy. I mean, it's not even crazy. It's crazy. Like, it's really crazy how much I had to really overcome and really try to understand. And you think that it's me. And I'm like, I've never had to deal with this in my life before. Like, I've had to deal with life, you know? I've had to deal with life. And I've had to deal with the circumstances of life from when I was a child to when I was in college and when I was now. But this, the type of, like, negativity I faced was for the sole purpose of, like, knocking me off of my game. So every day I had to wake up and be like, okay, I'm going to try. Like, I have to try. And I would just be like, I don't want to, like, this is so hard. Like, this is so hard. Why is it so hard? Why is so much against me right now? Because you think, like, if that's the case, then why is this even an option? Like, if it's so difficult like this, I thought life was supposed to be easy. And I thought, you know, we all have our ups and downs. But I've been preaching like, oh, you can have what you want. But if this shit gonna be, I'm gonna be getting attacked like this. Like, hell no. Like, no. And I remember, it gets really deep. One time I realized this was like a spiritual attack, and it shows up in the world as just regular shit. So people don't really know. They're just like, oh, that's regular shit. But we had like a shooter threaten to shoot up the job. And this one, I know this place won't for me, y'all. First of all, if I'm going to be dead out this bitch, it's not going to be because somebody going to shoot me at a job like this, okay? No. I refuse to go out like that. But the crazy thing is, well, one, when the threat happened, the man was going to drive from D.C. to Richmond, and because we fired him or something. And he told us that... they told us that they would get us pizza or lunch if we stayed. And I said, if we want to go, bitch, like, what? who? I'm not staying for no goddamn lunch. Like, my mama can give me lunch, nigga. Like, I will rather starve to death than to be shot up in this place. When I don't even get to see no sunlight, no trees, no nothing. Y'all got me in this dark ass office. And you think I'm about to stay here? No. But that was the most alarming thing to me, because a few weeks before that, I was on my lunch break and I would go take a nap in my car. And this was the most scariest thing I've ever experienced. I was laying down and I woke up from my nap. And, like, I was laying down on the console in the middle of my, in between the two seats. And I opened my eyes and I'm fully awake. and I hear gunshots. And I'm like, I'm hearing screaming. Like, I'm literally hearing people scream. And I'm like, oh my God, like, there's a shooting. Like, I need to get out of here. But my body would not wake up. Like, my body, it's like sleep paralysis, I would say. But my eyes were wide open. I wasn't dreaming about, like, I didn't hear the shots until after I opened my eyes up. And I couldn't move. And I'm like, I'm hearing people scream. I'm hearing, like, pop, pop, like, gunshots. And I'm like, yo, this is happening right now. So I'm like, okay, Lyric, like, let's go. Like, move, get up, get up, get up, get up. So I'm, like, trying to wake myself up. And I'm, like, ready. I'm, like, ready to put the car and turn that shit on and go. And I pop up, and there's nobody around. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And that was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced. It was like, all I was thinking was like, wow, people are dying right now. And I'm in my car asleep. And when the shooting threat happened, I'm like, yo, like, is this it? Like, am I really... is this shit really about to happen? And I left. And I don't know if it would have happened. I don't know. But that shit is scary to think about. And it's been multiple occurrences like that over this whole year. And like, I'm like, I wanna be vulnerable. And I wanna let people know. But it's like, I don't even know how to explain to you guys what I experienced. Like, I don't even know how to make it even make sense, because it doesn't. And I'm not gonna be being vulnerable and people are dismissing me, you know? But over the last few months of the year, I really just was like, yeah, I'm just gonna try to do as little as I can and just give as little as I can, because right now I couldn't function, I couldn't do anything else. Like, I literally, it was draining me. Like, it would be from people, and you would think that people that you care about, when they wouldn't be like this, or you, the people that you meet wouldn't be as bad as they are. And I wasn't even trying to find the bad in people. They would just literally find me. And I know, you know, they say, you know, you put out that shit. And I'm just like, no, it was a whole nother level. It was like every time I tried to flourish, imagine like a bunch of coal just being dropped on you every single time. And I'm trying to like give people advice. And they're like, you keep going. I'm like, bitch, if you only knew. If you only knew. And that's why some of you guys who have reached out to me, like, it has meant so much. It really has. It really helped me a lot. And the people who I've gone to talk about, like, my growth and develop my channel and understand their point of view, and then just getting insight on them as a person, it really has helped. Because, you know, as much as I like to believe it, I'm not the only one that's going through this, you know? Like, we all are experiencing something. But this channel really, it forced me to sit down. I just roll my eyes because I hate it. I hate being still. I'm like, bruh, I need to do some shit. But it forced me to sit down and to really be patient and to know the importance of delayed gratification, because I didn't before. Like, I was used, I'm not gonna say I didn't, but I didn't really fully grasp the understanding of delayed gratification. Cause I tweeted this on my Lyrics Divine Twitter. Like, I'm really good at manifesting stuff, and so good that I'll put shit in my way when I know I'm gonna, if I get it too fast, I'm like, I'm not gonna appreciate this. Let me keep it, you know, away until I know I can appreciate it in the full entirety of its essence. And that's what this was, you know? It was like, this is my baby. And I, it's a vital part, I mean, a vital part of myself that I don't want to lose. And it just felt like with life, it was either picking this and myself over everything else. Like, every decision I made, it just felt like I had to keep choosing. And it's like, I choose me. Like, I choose my growth. And then sometimes you're like, but is that the right decision? You know, like, is that the right decision? To go against everything and try to create something that you don't even know how, or the entirety of its existence, you're just trusting. And it's like, am I trusting the wrong thing, you know? And I got mad. Like, I would pray, and I'm like, yo. Listen, when I'm mad, I'm really disrespectful. I'm working on it, okay? I apologize, and I'm working on it. And I would really be calling God out on his shit. Like, I'm like, God, like, I don't know what you're doing, brother, but you're going to have to get your shit together. You're going to have to get your shit together. What is going on? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, it's trial after trial. And it's the same question. You choose you lyric. And it's like, yes, nigga. Damn. Shit. How many times are you going to ask me this goddamn question? Damn it. Maybe I don't. Shit. Damn. So that was that was the hardest part. Choosing me and not willing to lose this part of me. And still, I don't know where I'm going, you know? I don't know where life is taking me. But I have seen this pattern before in my life where when I completely surrender is when magic literally happens. But it's just getting the surrender part. And it's still now, I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to surrender. Not this much. Because they make you feel like you can't fuck up on life. Like, they make you feel like you can't do shit wrong. And everything has to be perfect. And I'm like, oh, I'm tired of trying to be perfect. I can't function in this bitch like a perfect person. So, it was really, I don't know, a learning experience. And I'm glad I stuck with it. This has been a year more about not growing my channel, but growing myself and being who I know I want to be. And not being, like, humble about it. Like, not. I'm not being humble no more. I know who I am. And I be on this shit. I be trying to be sweet because people don't like it. Like, I'm a Leo rising. So Leo risings always reflect bullshit to people. And if they're not ready to see that, they'll attack you for that shit. So listen, now I'm just like, attack me all you want. I'm still going to say what I got to say. Because what you going to do about it? What you gonna do about it? Nothing. All right. So it's that kind of mentality that I have. And I'm trying not to be cocky about it and really walk around with a chip on my shoulder. But I also want people to know, like, okay, yeah, I'm really that bitch. I'm really that good. Like, you don't have to think I'm that good. I know I'm that good. I could read somebody literally when my eyes close, I can tell somebody their deepest, darkest fears. Not to, like, manipulate them or anything, but I can touch the hearts of people and get past their defense mechanisms, their walls, their all of that. And I don't have to do it by taking. I don't have to do it by being anything other than myself. Like, I show up with love, and that's how I talk to people, with love. And I realized that there's so much power in that. Like, I don't need to pull. I don't need to push. I just need to be. And when you be, you get so much. And it's just sometimes your mind, it just doesn't feel like that. Your mind's like, work harder, do more, try again. And it's just like, I had to be like, bitch, no. Like, I'm not. Like, I refuse to. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I'm not happy. And people are like, you're not always, no, why do I not have to be happy all the time? Like, are you kidding me? Why is this whole line, oh, that's just how life is. Why is that acceptable to y'all? Not y'all who's listening, but like people who are okay with it, you know? Like, don't you want more? Don't you want more satisfaction? I remember when my boss, she was telling me, she was like, yeah, I come in and I don't like my job every day. And I just looked at her and I'm like, that's fucking sad. Like, are you kidding me? You're here majority of the day and you don't like this place? That's sad as fuck. Like, I can't. I'd rather go against everybody in this world, because losing me, I've lost myself before. And I made a promise, like, no, I will never, ever do that shit again. And I don't care who I upset. I don't care whose feelings I hurt. If I feel like I'm losing myself, then no. And, you know, that is fear. So I had to work through that and realize that if I'm around the right people, then the fear of losing myself is not going to be there. It's just a matter of, you know, trusting the people that I feel I can trust and believing in the things that I feel I can believe in. But I'm excited to see where this is going to take off. I really think I can't wait until I get the chance to really build the way I want to build and have what I want to have. I can't even describe to you guys just the things I get to see and how amazing it is to be on this side of reality. Because all that shit, that fear, it's like, it's so wrong. It's so dense and it's so not true. And being able to see the different sides of that and being able to pinpoint exactly, okay, this is the issue, it's amazing to me. Like, I'm like, wow, I can do that. And I'm like, I hope this is everything that I want it to be, you know? And I still have fears, because it's like, you don't know. And you want to trust, and it's like, okay, but is there such thing as too much trusting in the Lord? Because I think, I don't know. But it's great. It's really great. And I wanted to just share that with you guys, because I feel like I can't be the only one, right? Like, we all have our ups and downs, and we all have our bullshit, and we all are trying. So I can't be the only one. And I want to be vulnerable and I want to be open. It's just finding the right recipe for it and not pushing myself to even think that I have to be this way in order to, you know, touch people. So it definitely has been a great year to grow. And a great year to figure out who I am. Now I really can conquer the world. I really could, in all honesty. Y'all just wait. I'ma drop the gems soon, okay? I'ma let y'all know everything and how I did it and the shit I had to fucking realize. And I'll make sure I share everything and hopefully it'll help you. But yeah, thanks so much for listening to this. I appreciate you guys always and forever. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your year. I hope it is as amazing as you hope it is or you want it to be. I hope things really fall into place and exceed your expectations, and the reality that you create is the one that is beautiful and wonderful, wonderful, and amazing. All right, guys, thanks so much. This is my 1 year episode of Lyrics Divine. It has been great to give you guys spiritual advice, and I hope that I can continue to do the same. Thank you.